tell you a little short story that was very, very, very good. Since a year ago, we had to move our website. And keeping that thing up is just kind of a work of faith, you know. And we didn't know what was going on when we got to the new website with Yahoo. They have no web statistics whatsoever. The last month that we were up under PowWeb statistics, we had 1,522 hours of downloads in China. That's China. Okay? China is behind the Iron Curtain of Christianity. Okay? And we have a lot of downloads in the Middle East. A lot of downloads in the Middle East. And Russia and the Ukraine. This will give you an idea. Green is China. Blue is America. Now, we're in America, and there are a lot of people downloading American things. Okay? But China is green. America is blue. That's Ukraine. And all this others over here, that's the Middle East. Okay? That's how much? Put this on the way. And that's one of them. And it's that way every month. There, again, is the U.S. There is China. Look how much. Now, they don't have, they wanted to be years ago, almost 20 years ago, they wanted me to go to China and preach to them because they didn't know anybody else that could preach for 24 hours without stopping. Here was the first month we had it up. There's the U.S., there's China, and all of this over here is the Soviet Union and all of that. It just goes on and on and on, as you can see. Consistent every month. Every month. This month, as you can see, there's more people in China downloaded than was in the United States. Now that's something else.
They're getting it in English
right now?
Huh? They're getting it in English.
They're getting it in English. There's only one way to get it. But they want me to go over and preach to them in English 24 hours because they said they don't want to stop. See, they're trying it again. Okay. As you can see, it just keeps, every month, just keeps going. And the orange is basically the Middle East. That's something. That's just absolutely. Are you really here?
That's so exciting.
This is really exciting.
I mean, that's so.
Now this is only the top 50. I don't know what goes with all the other 4,000 classes that are up there. I don't know whether it counts them all or what it does, but that's the green is China, and basically the orange is the Middle East. So. They either like me or they hate me. One or the other. And you're all part of it.
Oh, that is so exciting.
You're all part of it. That's all. You're all part of it. They email me and ask me about you people all the time. If you don't show up for a little while, where did so-and-so go? What's going on with so-and-so? All right. This morning, if you wanted to take notes, I talked about Leviathan and Behemoth. That's what we talked about. We went and looked at the fourth chapter, and we gave the history behind the temptation of Jesus. And so, and you can download it on there if you want one of the classes or something. I've got some on DVD and CD. Both. So that gave you a little bit of... That was exciting to me. I like the flipped when I saw that. We have not been able to see anything. What we're doing out there was just blind. We don't know what's going on. We're just doing the best we can. And we've got thousands of videos and thousands of audios. And it goes back from more than 40 years. My teacher's classes are out there. Some of them in the 1940s and 50s. And mine all the way from in the late 60s. So there's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of stuff. Let's have a prayer. And this is exciting. Sharon, you might come up here and leading us in prayer, please. Got two Sharons.
Yeah.
My Sharons are always here.
Oh, Father, just thank you for this wonderful news that we've gotten, and the way you've been blessing this class and blessing these teachings, Lord. And I'm just thrilled, and we're all just thrilled. And Lord, I just thank you for that. Thank you that we live in this time when all these things are possible. And Lord, I just ask you that today, you'll just fall afresh on this class, on a teaching, on our teacher, and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your word. Amen.
Amen. Can't see with my glasses and can't see with them off anymore. And looking through my black eye. Anyway. 1 and 9 is where we are. We elay Shemot. What does that mean? We elay Shemot. That's the first test you've got tonight, the first question. What was that, Sharon?
And these names.
And what is it in Greek? What is the title of the book of We Elay Shemot in Greek? What is it?
Exodus.
And what does Exodus come from? Two Greek words, Dakota. This zipped right up, didn't you? What two Greek words does the book of Exodus come from? Et, page 121, and hodos, the road out. What is the Lakota word for that, Dakota? Hatayo, the way out. All right. That's what we're talking about. Wayomer. 1 and 9. El, Amo, Hene, Ama, Dene, Yisrael, Rav, We, Asum, Mimenu. And he said and kept on saying unto his people, behold, people, sons of Israel, numerous, and we atsum, and strong, more are from above we, from above us. 1 and 10. Hava, Nit chok ki ma. Lo, ten, yerbe, wihaya, ki, tik rina, mel ha ma, we na sof. Gom, hu, all, son inu. Come, let us deal. Let us deal with deceit and craftiness toward them. Now, the book of Jasher has a lot to say about this. The book of Jasher really has got a lot to say about this. I may read this, a little of it, later on. Lest perhaps... Now, he's talking about Yerbay there, that is third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. Now, it's talking about third person singular, but who is it talking about here? It's talking about Israel as if he is one unit. Israel as a unit, as a person, and the third person singular. All right? Lest he may multiply Israel, or Jacob, and he may become, because... happens, or might keep on happening to us, war. Might keep on happening to us, war. And he shall be joined also, they, with our haters, our enemies. And he shall fight, of course, again here, third person singular, Nephel, wow, consecutive perfect, and he shall fight, or will have fought against us. And he shall go up from the land. All right? In other words, he's going to escape. We're going to lose all of our labor force. Okay? We're going to lose our labor force. 1:11. Wayisimu. Allah. Sare. Misim. Lima'on. Anato. Fisiv lo tam. Wayivan. Are. Mishkenot. Lifero. Et. Pithon. Wiet. Ramses. And they kept on placing over them princes. Sorry there, you know, that's the word Sarah comes from. What does Sarah mean? Remember what Sarah mean? You remember that? Contentious. Arguing. A fighter. All right? That means the warriors. Contestants. All right? You can translate this superintendents or administrators also, but these people are powerful. They were probably generals at one time. They were probably military generals. Forced labor gang, Mithim, a forced labor gang, in order to afflict, and this word is PL infinitive construct, to make them very afflicted and beaten down, to bemean them, to holler, to scream. I had a driller one time that I worked for, he screamed all the time and he killed about 6 different people on the drilling ring. He was a rough guy to work for. I'm going to tell you what, when you worked for him, you were under constant danger. Constant danger, and that's what these were. These people were under a terrible labor force. All right? In their sorrow and pain and burdens, he made their lives miserable. That driller liked to kill me. He dropped the blocks. I was working derrick. He dropped the blocks on the derrick because he didn't look up. I was screaming, hollering, throwing things at him, trying to get his attention. The blocks were laying all over. This is thousands of pounds right on top of me in the derrick, 65 feet in the air. Knocked a man out of the derrick one time, and he's hanging down there underneath the derrick with his safety belt on, knocked out. We had to go pull him up. That was a job. All the time I worked for him, I've worked under great... It's like post-traumatic stress. All the way home every night. Boy, we made it alive today, maybe. Except I lost a finger or foot or something, you know. In their sorrow, their pain, and their horrible forced labor. And they kept on building cities, store cities for Pharaoh. What does Pharaoh mean? The man in the big house. Et Pithon. Pithon. What does Pithon mean? Pithon. The word in Greek is the same. Acts 16 and 16. The girl that had the spirit of a Pithon in her. Pithon. What does Pithon mean? Huh? It means a python. Pithon. We get a word python from it. And here we have the word Pithon here. It's the same word. It means like the house of Atum or the house of the cobra. Remember what was on Pharaoh's crown? A cobra. The head of a cobra. All right? Pithom. And Ramses. Ramses. The house of Atum or the giant snake. And Ramses. Ramses means thunder and tremble and vibrate. Okay, Ramses. Now look up here. I left this up on the blackboard today. Just a little bit for a reason because, you know, we're studying Hebrew. That's what we're doing a little bit. We're studying the Bible and getting a little bit of Hebrew. Leviathan and Behemoth. Those are two words of the Bible. Now, they're not translated correctly every place. And it doesn't mean that every place. We went into that in great detail this morning. But Leviathan and Behemoth, the ancient story of it, come from the book of Enoch, chapter 60, verses 7 and 8. And it tells you that there were two great beasts in the primal chaos of the world when the world became formless and void. It became that way. Satan destroyed it, and Satan thrashed it, so to speak. And there were two terrible beasts. One was named Leviathan, and the other name was Behemoth. Leviathan was over the sea. It was a sea monster. Alright, now later on in Exodus 7 and 10, we're going to see that dragon, or sea serpent, or sea monster that Aaron's rod is thrown down, and it becomes this kind of like dragon, or Leviathan. The Leviathan was a feminine, they said there was a male and female. They were male and female demonic creatures. These are supernatural creatures. These are not basically creatures that we have on earth. Supernatural creatures. Now, Jesus in Luke, the 4th chapter, he was tempted by Satan. Okay? And also, he cast the demons out of a man there at Gennesaret, or the what we call the Gadarene demoniac. And the demons, they recognized Jesus Christ as God the Son, as Jehovah in flesh. And he said, it's not time for you to throw us in the abysson, the abyss, the bottomless pit. Okay? Where was the door to the bottomless pit? Remember what I told you maybe before. Remember the door to the bottomless pit? Where was it? Where? The Sea of Galilee, the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. And the great sea monster that stirred up and was the guard of the door or the gates of hell. Remember Jesus said, I'll be building my church and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down. He's talking about Leviathan. And the Leviathan is actually evil or Satan. Okay? And every time they had a terrible storm on the Sea of Galilee, that's what they said was stirring up Leviathan, was stirring up the gates of hell. Okay? Now, the one, the terrible demon over the desert was Behemoth. He's the desert demon. Where was Jesus tempted when he was taken? Now, all the Arabs, they're so superstitious about being out in the desert that they won't spit. They're afraid they're going to spit on a demon, that the desert is so full of demons. And out there in the night world, in the desert, they're just scared all the time because it's just the desert is full of Behemoth demons. And, of course, the great demon is out there. The book of Jasher talks about him going out and fighting this beast in the desert. Jesus, he went into the desert to be tempted, didn't he? And he was out there how long? 40 days and nights without food. And the great demon of them all accosted him personally. Satan himself. All right? Satan himself. Job 40 and 15, Job 1 and 20, Job 40, 15 through 24, Job 41 and 1. By the way, Job 41 and 1, they talk about this being dinosaurs or whatever so many times. Actually, it doesn't say anything about Leviathan at all. That one is liar. Now, who is the great liar in the Bible? Satan. So it's talking about Satan himself. All of this, okay? Psalm 74 and verse 14 is a dragon. Psalm 104 to verse 26, Isaiah 27 verse 1, Job 26, 13, and 29, 17 is talking about Nahash here, the great serpent, which is also Leviathan. Okay? I thought I'd just throw that just in. You can listen to that, or if you want one of them, I've got one of them for you. We all got that from Python, which means Python, the great snake or the great serpent. Okay? And that's what was on the head, on the crown of the king or the Pharaoh of Egypt. Alright? 1 and verse 12. We Kaashar. We Anu. Oto. Ken, Yerbe, Wican, Yithros, Yakutsere, Kutse, that is Kutse, Mipene, Bene, Yisrael. And thusly, or just as, we have An and Ka-Ashur in there. We got Asher, we got Ki, and we got Weh. That's how that word's made up of three different compounds. Weh was An and Ki, which is a Kaf and Yod, and then we got Asher. And just as, or and because as, or here it's thusly. Okay? They kept on PL tent, PL stem, imperfect tense, third person masculine plural. They kept on humbling and inflicting and inflicting torture upon them because Israel, third person masculine singular, Cal imperfect, because Israel kept on multiplying, Jacob kept on multiplying, the nation of Jacob and the nation of Israel. It's in the third person singular. And thus, we can, and thus, they kept on breaking through or spreading out. And they had horror. They had horror. They had evil. Third person masculine plural, cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And they had evil from before the sons of Israel. 1 and 13 now. Wayavidu Mithraim Ethane Yisrael Bifarek. And they kept on making slaves, the Egyptians, the sons of Israel. They kept on making slaves of them in deep, deep oppression and harshness and evil. 1 and verse 14. By the way, according to the book of Jasher, none of the sons of Levi were ever stonemasons or slaves in building these cities. They were gold and silversmiths, according to that. And we know history also, the rabbinical history, all the history, all the Mishnah, all the Talmud, all of that is based upon the book of Jasher. I don't know whether you know that or not, but it's all based upon the book of Jasher. Because that, to them, is a real, historically accurate book. So none of the sons of Levi were ever involved as being menial slaves, but they were probably doing the great artwork in gold and silver. Gold and silver is what kind of a metal? What kind of metal is it? Gold and silver. It's what you call malleable. Aaron was a goldsmith. We know that. There's an island in the Mediterranean where the priests went after the diaspora. And they are still gold and silversmiths there. That's what they do. They've done that for 3,000 years or whatever, you know. They've been gold and silversmiths. When Aaron and Moses, when Moses went up on Mount Sinai and Aaron was down at the bottom of Mount Sinai, and Israel says, "We want a God. We don't know what happened to Moses up there, and we don't know where the God was that was speaking to us in great thunder and everything else, but we want a God. Give us a God." And what did he do? He carved out of wood a symbol of a calf. And then he beat out with planks of gold and gold-plated it to where it was a golden calf, but it was wooden on the inside. When Moses got back down off the mountain, what did he do? He set the cotton-picking thing on fire and beat it up and powdered it up with the charcoal that it was beat on and made him drink it. "I'll make you drink your God." Now, the bad thing about this, Aaron got killed by God, by the way. Did you know that? God finally killed Aaron. He killed him over all his disobedience. But What did Aaron tell Israel when he made that golden calf? He said, "This is Jehovah that led you out of Egypt." Ooh, that makes you shudder, doesn't it? This is Jehovah that led you out of Egypt. Now, as you go, just think about this. Just think about it as you're studying along here. A lot of background. Vayomeru. Et Hayem Ba'avadah Kasha B'chamar Yuvel Venim Yuvikal Avadah Basadah Et Tal Avadatam Asher Avedu. And they kept on. The PL stem, while consecutive and perfect. And they kept on making their lives bitter. Third person masculine, pure PL, while consecutive and perfect. Their lives et hayahem bitter. Their lives bitter. Kept on making bitter. Do you see the word Mary in that word? Why Mariru? Who was Moses' sister? Miriam. Her name means bitter. The word bitter is in this word. All right? The word bitter. Mary is in this word. Mary is a Hebrew name. All right? And they kept on making bitter their lives. Enslaving. Ba'avadah. In, we got the preposition, that page 88, in the base on the front of that word. And then we got the word avad, that's the root of it. Ayin, bath, and dalet. Avad, that's the root of this word. That means to slave, or be a servant, a bought and paid for servant, like doulos in Greek. Kasha, hard. In mud and clay and cement. And in bricks. By the way, how many of you know anything about cement? Anybody know anything about cement? How long does it take cement to dry, brother?
Depends on how much light you have in it.
All right. How long does it take cement to dry?
24 hours.
You know, in all reality, scientifically, cement never dries. This keeps on drying. This keeps on. It holds moisture. How many of you ever seen rocks out on the side of the road? Or even blacktop? Blacktop has a lot of rocks in it, doesn't it? And rocks on the side of the road, gravel. Guess what grows out there in that gravel?
Weeds.
Why? Because it's got moisture in it. It's got moisture. It collects moisture. All right? Collects moisture. All right? In clay, mud, or cement. What is the land Mitzrayim, or Egyptos? Egyptos in Greek, Mitzrayim in Hebrew. But what does Mitzrayim mean? The land of what? Of red mud and canal banks. And in bricks. Uvil venim. And in bricks. And in all. And we have UV call. U is from a while, that's and. Okay, page 253. Then we got a preposition here, bath. That's preposition at page 88. And then we have all, describing how much. All right, that's page 481. So we have a tri-compound word right here. And then slaving, avadah, slaving. Exodus 1:14. And slaving work, slave work. In sealed, basedah. Basadeh, that as actually would be better pronunciation of it. What does sedeh mean? Sedeh. Sedah. 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 Brother Mike, you remember that? Sharon? Cindy? Anybody? Oh, Joe Cody, you remember what sedeh means? Sedeh. Shad, what? Wet ground. Shad means breast, which is moisture. Women give milk from their breasts. So we have a word here that's much related to that word. It means a moist ground, prairie, where you have green grass and pastures, okay? Slaving in the field, in the meadow, in the prairies. Et, sign of direct object. What's the equivalent of that in Greek? Ace. And the sign of the direct object in Greek means what? Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. You need to remember that. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Then we have call for all. Page 481. In their slaving, their forced labor, in which Asher Avidu, they had slaved. They had slaved. Vahim, Bifarek, in them in deep oppression. Deep oppression, deep depression. These people were being mentally abused and physically abused and starved. The book of Jasher tells us that they, first of all, when they got them to start building these cities of Ramses and Pithom. Anyway, that they offered them money that they were going to pay them. They got down there and they paid them for the first 2 or 3 months, and they got them in there and got them slaving. They built little huts and hovels around there where they were in these cities because they moved, and they got them all moved down there, and then they stopped paying them. And they shortened the rations. But Levi's bunch wouldn't go. Levi's bunch stayed back, and they were goldsmiths and silversmiths. All right, the sons of Levi. Jasher 63 and verse 9 is where this all comes from. Okay? Jasher 63 and verse 9. 115 now. Wyomer. Melech. Mitzrayim. Lam Yeledot. Actually, Doth. Modern Hebrew would be Doth. Ancient biblical Hebrew would be Doth. Last this week when I was studying, doing research on the internet, that someone said that right there. Doth and Dot. Ha Ivriot. Asher, Shem, Ha Achap, Shithra, Wisham, Ha Shinit, Puah. And he kept on saying Melech, Melech. What's Melech? Melech. Melech. What? That's king. What's a Moloch? What? No. What? Moloch. What's Moloch? Melech, Moloch. Melech, Moloch. They're very close. Cindy, you remember? That's angel. Powerful angel, Moloch is. Melech is king. Okay? Melech and Moloch. Of Egypt, of the land of red mud and canal banks. And what's Pharaoh mean? The dude in the big house, all right? Two midwifing ones. Feminine plural, PL participle. The ones that are doing the hard work of midwifing. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. These aren't Egyptians. These are Hebrew women. Get that out of your head. These are Egyptians. These are not Egyptians. These are Hebrew women. Okay? Hebrew women. The Hebrew women. All right? Of whom name to one. The word Shem there, name. Shem means name or monument or pillar. The one, Shithra, page 1051 on Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And by the way, what does Shithra mean? Brightness. Her name means brightness. And the name of the second woman, Hashishinit, of the second woman, Puah. Puah means blast. All right? These were Hebrew midwives. These were the heads of their professions. The heads of their professions. Wyomer, Bialy Ledkin, Et Ha-iv-riot, yure-etem, al, ha-a-ben-nayim, him-ben, hu, wa-ha-miten, ota, we am, bat, he, wa-haya. And he kept on saying, in your midwifing, in the jobs of midwifing, and this word comes from yilad. Yilad means to give birth. Yilad. And what would be the word for that in Greek? Yilad. What is the word for live birth in Greek? The word for child in Greek for live birth is technos. Technologically alive. All right? In your giving, your midwifing, bringing forth these, the Hebrew women, and ye look and ye see upon the birth stool, that literally the word birth stool there means wheel. It means wheel. Alright? Upon the wheel or the birth stool, if son, and ye shall. The word means to kill. As the child was coming out, they were supposed to break its neck or strangle it to death if it was a boy. All right? When the child was not out of its mother, they were supposed to dispose of this child as it's being born.
But they couldn't tell if it's a
boy. Well, as soon as it comes to its privates and you know it's a boy, twist its neck. Break its neck. Strangle it. Okay? That's what they said. That's what you do. As soon as you find out that it is a boy, you strangle it. You break its neck, you twist it. Second person, family, plural, hifal, wow, consecutive, perfect. You kill it. Him. If a daughter, she shall remain alive. As soon as his sex is known, kill him. Break his neck, twist him, strangle him. 117. Watirana, that is. I don't know why I say these things wrong sometimes. Hamialedat et ha Elohim Wilo Asher Ka Asher Deber. And they kept on fearing. They kept on fearing. Third person, feminine, plural. Cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And they kept on fearing. What's that little wow in front of that? What does that mean? What part does that play in that verb? That's a conjunction. That's your conjunction. Wow is conjunction and here, page 253. And they kept on fearing. That word we-rah, see that we-rah there? Page 431 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and page 432 in Kohler and Bumgardner. That's why I've got two page numbers down there. You can look it up in both lexicons. The midwifing ones, feminine plural, PL participle, doing the hard job of midwifing. Sign of direct object, the God. They kept on fearing the God. They kept on fearing in reference to God. They wasn't fearing Pharaoh, they were fearing God. Because they were going to answer to God. This is a human life now. These are children. And they kept on fearing God. They were afraid to do it. No matter if it cost them their lives, they were afraid. And not, we low, we is and low is an adverb of negation, and not, they had done just as he had directed or spoken. All right, he had done. Third person, corporal, plural, cal, perfect. Yes. They were the head nurses. They were the head nursing ones of the birthing ones. They were a whole bunch of them. But these are the head women. These are the heads of their profession. All right? Just as Kaisher, he had spoken. Third person, masculine, singular, PL, perfect. Dabar means what? Dabar. It means word. This is where we get, in the New Testament, where we get hologos, the word. It comes from this. When they spoke of the name of God, they spoke of Him in the Old Testament as Ha-Dabar, the word. The word. And this is where that comes from. If you see in my translation where it comes to Jehovah, I'll put down there Ha-Dabar, because that's what it's talking about. I could see real good about a month ago, at least far away. That right eye doesn't see anything now. All it does is mess up my pages. Like I got rain on my windshield or something. Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yalidoth Vayomer Lahem Madua Asitan Hadavar Haze Wati Cha Yina Et Hai Iladim. And he kept on calling, third person masculine, singular, kalwal, consecutive and perfect. And he kept on calling Melech. Melech means what? King. Malek means what? Angel. All right. Of the Egyptians, the king of the Egyptians. This is Pharaoh. All right. To the midwifing ones, feminine plural, PL participle, the midwifing ones. And he kept on saying to them, why? Madua. Madua. Why? Asitem, ye have done. Second person, feminine plural, cal perfect. Why ye have done the thing. Ha Davar, look at that. The event, the thing, this action. The this. And have kept on alive, have kept alive the male offspring, the male birthed ones. I know they're still alive. I see the little brats are running around squalling. Now, why are you doing this? What's going on here? I see you got your sacred name Bible tonight, brother. That's pretty good. In some places, pretty good. All of you that have never seen the sacred name Bible, hold that up there, brother. That's one. That's one of the most accurate translations of the Old Testament there is. Go to Genesis 1 and 2 and read it for me, please.
1 and 2?
Yeah, Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis 1 and 2. It's the only one that's going to say this.
Now the earth had become waste and wild, and darkness was on the face of the roaring deep, but the spirit of Elohim was brooding on the face of the waters.
Just about as perfect a translation of Hebrew you could get right there. What was down in that deep in Genesis 1 and 2? What was down there? Leviathan. The demon of the deep, Leviathan. Alright? Alright. 119. Watomar na ham yalidot. El Paro Ki Lo Ka Nashim Ha Mitzrayot Ha Iv Riot Rioth, that is Ki Chalyoth Hene Betraim Tavo Tavo Alehen Ham Yaledet We Yaledu. And they kept on saying, the midwives, the birthing ones, unto Pharaoh, because not like women, the Egyptian. These Egyptian women were different than the Hebrew women, by the way. the Egyptian women were a very pampered and spoiled people. Europe was backward and filthy compared to the Egyptian women. The Egyptian women took a bath at least once a day. They were very clean. They were they had a lot of makeup on their eyes, especially on their eyes, and Egyptians did not like hair at all. They would shave their hair off of their face and everything, or pull it out or whatever. And they stayed very clean. And when we get to the plagues, the plague where they couldn't wash was horrible to them. When God plagued the river and plagued the water, that was horrible to them because they were a very clean people. And these Hebrew women are telling Pharaoh that, hey, your women are all clean and spit polished and all this kind of stuff, but these Hebrew women are tough. And they aren't like you, the Hebrew women, all right, like the Egyptians. The Hebrew women, because full of life, full of vigor, they're full of vigor. They're just full of life. Before comes unto them the midwife, the birthing ones, they have already given birth. They have already given them birth. The Hebrew women, many times, even back then, when they would give birth, they would put them in water, and they do this today too, by the way. They're starting to do some of this. They put them in a tub of water, and the child comes out swimming. Goes from one water to another water, all right? And this was something that they did back then. Their cleanliness, very cleanliness. 120. Wayet Te'ev. Elohim. Lam Yaledoth. Wayeru. Wayerev. Ha'am. Wayasmu. Miod. And he did good. Alright? And that he there should be capitalized because we're talking about Elohim. That he did good. Third person masculine, hithel, wow, consecutive and perfect. And the hithel sim means what? He did it for himself by volition, by want to. And he did good. And the word there is tov. That's the root of it, tov. Elohim. What does Elohim mean, Brother Lee? You remember what Elohim means?
The plural form of God.
Yep. What does it mean, though? What element of the Godhead is it? You once told me that every nation has a Elohim. But only people that have a personal God, a personal Savior, have a Jehovah. Elohim means creator. They're creators. All right. He did good, the creator, to the midwives. And what did he do for them? He created life for them. All right. This Elohim, this creator, to the midwives, the birthing ones. And he multiplied the people, and they became strong exceedingly. They can't stop them, can they? Why he, ki, yariu, ham yaledoth, eth, ha Elohim, Vayas Lahem Batim. And became because they feared. Because they had feared the midwives, the birthing ones, the Elohim. And he made for them households and families. Households and families. Now what kind of women were these again? These are not Egyptians. These are Hebrew. These are the head women over all the birthing teams among the Hebrews. 122. Wayatsa, Pharaoh, or Pharaoh, Likal, Amal, Limor, Kal, Habain, Hayel Lod, Hayara, Tash Li Kuhu, we call Habaat Tihayun. And he kept on commanding Pharaoh to all the people, saying, Every son the being born, all right, every son the being born, the river, you shall cast him, and all the daughters you shall keep alive. According to all these Arab people, they all have one origin. What's in the river? What's in the river? The monster that kills. The monster that drowns and the monster that kills. That's what's in the river. Right now they've got a killer whale. How many of you heard about this killer whale? What's his name, Dakota? Can't think of his name now. Anyway, he's killed 6 people so far. He's killed 6 people at SeaWorld, I think it is. And he takes them and gets them and drowns them. This Leviathan, these Leviathans were crocodiles and great fish. And when they exposed the child to the river Nile, a Leviathan or a great fish or a crocodile will eat them. They'll eat them up. All right, swallow them down. You put them out there, you expose them to the river. You put them in the river. And, of course, the river was an Egyptian god, wasn't it? All right, and they bathed in the waters of the river. They put divinity on themselves when they bathed in the waters. And the waters cleanse, and the waters shine them and make them look beautiful. All right. 122. And he commanded Pharaoh to all the people, saying, every son being born, the river, Ha Ara, the river, you shall cast him, you shall keep on casting him, and all of the daughters, you shall keep her alive. The second chapter now, the second chapter. We're looking at the book of Exodus, we're looking at it from the Talmud, we're looking at it from the Mishnah, we're looking at it from the book of Jasher, looking at it from all the Hebrew writings, we're looking at it from the lexicons and all the traditions of the Jews, all of this, we're looking at it from every angle. Okay, I'm going to give you all the information that I can throw at you, and it's interesting. Now, Wayelech Ish Mebeth. Louis. Alright, Louis. Okay. In modern Hebrew, what would that be? Levi. Alright. Yayeka et bat Louis. Alright. And walked about. Third person master, Cal, Wow, consecutive and perfect, a man from the house of Levi. Levi means what? What's Levi mean? When Leah had this child, she said, I have got a child. Levi is his name, and my husband will be joined to me because I've had a child for him joined. Okay? And he took. Remember, these were not slaves, were they? According to the book of Jasher, according to the Mishnah, all of the writings of the Hebrews, the Levites were not slaves. Now, I know you haven't heard much of that from Protestant pulpits, have you? But this is from the Hebrew point of view, okay? They were not slaves. And the book of Jasher 67 and verse 1 onward tells you all about this, okay? And he took the daughter of Levi. Now, I want you to pay very close attention to this. How old was Sarah when she had Yitzchak? 90. This woman's a whole lot older than that. Now, they're talking about a different period of time, but we got a woman here that's a whole lot older than Sarah. Okay? Look back over here in the chart. Where did Abraham begin? Where did Abraham begin over here? The promise. All right? Now we've got the Egyptian bondage, and we're right here at this period of time. Right here. Exodus. All right? We're right in the Egyptian bondage still. Okay? So here's Abraham over here. Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was 90 years old, and that was a miraculous birth. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Here's another miraculous birth in the Bible. There's a lot of miraculous births in the Bible. You know how old this woman was when he married her? She was 126 years old. She was 126 years old. Her name was Jochebed. Jochebed. Jochebed's name means Jehovah is honored. All right? Well, what was his name now?
Amram.
Amram means what? Exalted people. Amram, exalted people. All right? Now, Amram married his aunt. She was a lot older than he was. This is his father's sister. Okay? He marries his aunt. She was 126 old when she married. Her nephew, Amram, Miriam was her firstborn because she said that her life was embittered because of this, of the destruction and the slavery of her people. And then she had Aaron. Aaron means what? What does Aaron mean? Aaron means light or enlightened. Okay. When Pharaoh began to kill male children of Israel, and then finally she has the child Moses. Moses. And we're going to find out some of Moses' names. Some of his names, plural. Okay? By the way, Jochebed was born about 1560 B.C. And Exodus 6:18 through 20 and Numbers 3:19 and 1 Chronicles 6 and 2 and 23:13 cross reference to this. And also the book of Jasher 68:1-3. Okay? And 69 and verse 25. Now, When, according to the book of Jasher, when Jochebed and Amram got married, they had two children. First one she had was Miriam. The second one she had was Aaron. And then, so she wouldn't have any more children because Amram did not want to kill his children. He separated from his wife. And he sent her away. So he would not cohabit with her, and they would not have any children. Well, several people told him that they'd had dreams and that God was going to bring forth a Messiah, a Redeemer, and that he needed to go back to his wife and cohabit with her and be joined to her, and they were going to bring forth this child. Okay? And Chabar was his name that his father gave him. Chabar. C-H-A-B-A-R. Chabar. And that means joined or united again. All right? Also, his mother called him Jekuthiel. Jekuthiel. J-E-K-U-T-H-I-E-L, Jekuthiel, which means trust in Jehovah or trust in God. Okay? Miriam called him Jared. Jared, remember this morning when I was talking, preaching, well, you, the one here in Dakota, I said that Miriam, his sister, called him Jared. Jared means what? We get the word Jordan from that. What does Jordan mean? Descending. Jared means descending. She said, I named him Jared because he went down the river. He went down the river. All right. And Aaron called him Abizanuk. Abizanuk. And he was called Abigador. Abigador. And that means repair the breach. And he was also called Kehath. His nurse called him Abisako. Abisako. I mean, these are people, they all had a name from Moses, okay? His tabernacle or his place was hidden. All right? And Idro called him Shemaiah, Shemaiah, son of Nathanael. Son of Nathanael. And what that means, in his days has God heard their cries and rescued them from their oppressors. All right, these are some of the names of Moses. You got that? And Jasher 69:24-31 tells you that. And I forgot my book of Jasher tonight. I was going to read it to you. Watsachar. Watsahar, that is. Ha'isha. Wataled. Ben. Watare. Oto. Ki. Tov. Q. Watits. Pen. Q. Shilosha. Wayachin. And she caught together. This Jochebed did. What's Jochebed mean? Remember what Jochebed means? What's her name? Jehovah is honorable. All right. And Jochebed, she caught together, she conceived the woman. How old was she when she had her first? I mean, she was, when they got married, she was 126 years old. This is miracle business, people. This is his auntie married. But she's a special woman. And she caught together, or she conceived the woman, and she brought forth a son, Ben. What's Ben mean? What's son mean? According to a pattern. All right. What's Bet mean? Bet. Bet. That's daughter, and that means according to a pattern also. And she saw, she kept on seeing him, because good, perfect, of form, he, and she concealed him. She hid him, covered him up. Look at that word. Wa-tits-pen-hu. Wa-tits-pen-hu. And she concealed him. 3 months. 3 months.
Was Aaron the one before that already issued the killing of the male children?
He was born just a little bit after that. I mean, before it. Aaron was born, and then after that, then that's when they issued this thing, and that's when Amram separated from his wife, and his father, when he came back to her and was reunited and started cohabiting with her again, he called her Shephar because they were united. Okay, that's what she called, or that's what he called Moses. Moses had a lot of names. Okay, a lot of names. Probably the most named person in all the people back then. What was another man that had a lot of names in the Old Testament? It was very closely related to Moses. Who was that, Brother Mike?
His father-in-law.
His father-in-law, Jethro. Jethro had quite a few names. He had a lot of names. One of them was Reu. One of them named Reuel. All right, he had a lot of names. All right. Not only that, but he was a supervisor or a confidant of Pharaoh himself. He was an advisor of Pharaoh. Jethro was. And he was a priest of Midian. And who was Midian? We're going to get to that in a little bit. Who was Midian? Remember who Midian was, Brother Lee? Who?
Abraham and...
Good girl, A plus. Keturah. Keturah. That was the son of Abraham and Keturah. So these are Abraham's descendants also. They are Shemites. Okay? They're Shemites. How about Tamar in the Bible? The mother of the Messiah child. Where was she from? She was a daughter of Shem. All this goes back. Wilo, Yakiha, Od, Hatsefinal, Watikah. It's kind of like clearing your throat at the end of it, like a CH. Lo, Tivath, Dome, Watamirah, Vashimar, Yuvazafet, Watisem, Ba, Et, Watisem, Basuf, Al, Sifat, Hayar. And not she was able still to conceal him. Look at that word conceal there. We saw that before, to hide him, to conceal him. What is another word for to hide, to conceal, to be hidden in the dark? What's another word in Hebrew? Name a guy's name, he was named that word. Remember who that was, Brother Mike? Lot. To conceal him. Hifel, infinitive construct, suffix, third person masculine singular, to conceal him. And she took for him a basket, a tabot, a basket, an ark, a container, a papyrus. You know that these people made boats out of papyrus? They made boats, ships out of papyrus. And they plastered them with this plaster. And she plastered in tar, Vashimar, in tar, and in pitch. And she placed in it the child. This little ark. This little boat. And she placed in reeds upon the lip. Upon the lip of the river. Ha Yar. Upon the lip. The lip of the sea and the lip of the river is the seashore. The lip of it. That's what it calls the lip of it. Where the like a tongue of the water laps. The lips of the shore. All right? You want to quit here or you want to go one more verse? You want one more verse? Okay, 2 and 4. Wati Latsab Yachuta Mirachak Lidia Ma Yase Lo. And she took her stand, Yitzhak, and she took her stand, his sister, from a distance, to know what would be done to him. Moses' family exposed him to the river just like all the other parents did their children. But they had a message from God. First of all, they were told by his family that he was supposed to come back with his wife and they were going to bring forth the rescuer. The one that would rescue Israel out of this land. They knew he was going to be born. Just like Jesus. Jesus was not a hidden birth. Jesus was renowned. Okay? He had a star even. Well, there was messengers. Remember all the names that were named to Moses? They all had a message in them. His family exposed him to the predators of the river, the Leviathan, just like all the rest, except that they trusted in God. that God would take care of it. If this indeed is the deliverer, then you better start taking care of him. And we're going to see what God did. We're going to see what God did. All right. So we went from 1:9, 1 and verse 9 tonight, to 2 and verse 4. We covered some ground. Did you enjoy this? Do you have any questions about it? Brother Mike, you got anything to say about it?
I have a question.
Well, go. Go ahead.
Judas. Was it just the devil laid on his heart, or was he disappointed with the pathway Jesus? Can you enlighten me with maybe his mind frame about why that happened?
First of all, Judas was not a saved man. He was religious, but he wasn't saved. He was a very greedy man because he was a thief, but because he kept on stealing the money out of the church treasury, he was a treasurer in the church. And the Bible also said that Satan entered his heart. He made himself accessible to Satan. Satan entered him. And when he came up there to Jesus, what was the form of greeting in early churches and to people that you cared a lot for?
Yes.
You kissed them. And it says, now he kissed him on his mouth. He said he kept on kissing him and kept on holding on to him. That's very impersonal. That's very personal. And it's very terrible. Very terrible. The kissing, when you kiss somebody with your lips, that is a very sensitive part of your body, isn't it? Very, very personal thing. Okay? And he was coming up there and showing a great sign of affection to him, but he was betraying him. He was cutting his throat. He was murdering him. Now, it said that he went out and repented of what he did. Okay, we're talking about Judas Iscariot. Judas means what? His name really wasn't Judas, but it was what? Judah, which means praise Jehovah. Alright, Iscariot means man from Kerioth. Iscariot, man from Kerioth. That's where he came from. Judas Iscariot made himself available to Satan, like an apostle of Satan. God. He was the only disciple of Jesus that was prophesied in the Old Testament. He was the only disciple that was prophesied that he would do what he did and lift up his heel against me. That's what Jesus said. All right?
Didn't he have the same abilities that the other ones did in healing?
Yes, he did.
Driving out demons.
That's right. But he didn't have Jesus in his heart. He had him by his side, but not in his heart. There are a lot of religious people in the world going to hell because they don't have Jesus in their heart. One of the pastors in this church, Rod Goodman, how many of you know Rod, Brother Rod? He is the head administrator now of the church. But back 10, 12 years ago, if you go on the website, you'll see him praying and everything on the videos a long time ago in church history classes and stuff that I did. He and John Gage were all in my class at that time. Brother Goodman took my church history class 3 times. One right after another. And he went in, and this guy was a religious man. He got broke down on the side of the road. His car broke down, and he called his tow truck. And he said, because of what you told me in church history class, I asked this guy, and he was like an elder in this church. And he asked him, do you know Jesus? And it all come down to that he didn't know Jesus, so he led him to the Lord right there. He was in church, he knew who Jesus was and everything else, but he had no personal relationship. He had been baptized as a baby and all this kind of stuff, and he just kind of grew up in church. But he had no personal relationship. Jesus was by his side, but Jesus was not in his heart. Judas Iscariot was a zealot. He was a Sicarii. He was a very zealous person. There were two of Jesus' disciples that were Sicarii. Who were they? Simon. Alright. And Judas. Alright. Simon turned out to be a pretty good guy. Simon the Zealot or Simon the Cyrene. He turned out to be a pretty good guy, but Judas turned out to be a rat because he didn't have Jesus in his heart. He was religious, Very religious. He would go around stabbing those Romans in the heart with that sharp knife. Those are the ones that occupied Masada. Those are the ones that got Israel leveled, the Zealots. He was a Zealot, very zealous and very religious, but not saved. Not saved. Okay. That answer your question? And could he have been saved afterwards? No, he was born of Satan. He was born of Satan. Like you're born again, you could be born of Satan. Now, I don't want to go into that real deep. That's very scary, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very scary. You can be born of Satan and you can be born of God. If you die without Jesus Christ, of course you're born of Satan. But there's times that God's message can be rejected so many times that a person seals their doom. That's scary, people. That is scary, 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 scary thing. I had one of my teachers wrote a book about that one time. Scary. 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 Brother Lee, you've got a question?
No.
Dakota? No questions? Sharon and Sharon and Cindy? Any questions? All right. Yes.
Well, I was just trying to, picture Moses' mother, even though she had all this faith, even though there had been the predictions that this child would be a rescuer of the people.
Why did she put him in the ark and put him out there in the river?
Yeah, she kind of had to, but
couldn't hide him anymore, but she's
making it, weaving that basket.
Yeah.
Just that whole process, just to think of the mother.
I think every one of them was woven with a prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she was going to expect God to take care of His promise if indeed this was going to be the Redeemer. This was going to be the rescuer of Israel. The leader. The greatest leader in the history of Israel, by the way. That's who it was. How many of you knew he had all those names? All the Mishnah, all the Talmud, all of that is full of it.
Because you said his nurse called him something, but I thought his mother was.
He had a nurse also.
Oh,
he was not the low. I'm going to tell you something. If you watch Cecil B. DeMille's The Exodus and all that, it's not like that. These were the upper crust of Jewish society. She had a nurse. They were goldsmiths. They were silversmiths. These are the ones doing all the fancy stuff of Egypt. Okay? These aren't the common slaves. All right? They're not the common slaves. Now, Brother Mike.
Okay, someone mentions to me, because we're doing Exodus in another class.
Okay.
And it was brought up, with the Pharaoh's daughter, do you believe, know that they had Moses' parents nursing?
Yes. Yes. Now the book of Jasher, we're getting a little bit ahead, but the book of Jasher says, now these women are running around there naked. They're all out there bathing naked in the river. Pharaoh's daughter, and by the way, we're going to see her name a little later on. Her name means daughter of God. Okay? Pharaoh's daughter is out there. They're all naked in the river. And they're exposed. Their breasts are exposed. And some of these women are lactating. They're milking, they're producing milk. And Pharaoh's daughter took the little child out of the basket and he said, come here and nurse this child for me. And the child would not suck any woman. He would not nurse. He would not suck. He kept on rejecting all of these women. And then this little girl, Miriam, comes up. She said, I have a Hebrew nurse. Would you like for me to get her? She's lactating. Oh, yes, come and do this. And so he takes her and he starts nursing her. And he said, I'll hire you. So if this indeed is true, the book of Jasher is true, then God would not allow. And a child, a baby, when he's hungry, he will nurse. He will nurse a goat. But he would not nurse. But when his mother came there, he nursed her. All right. He nursed her. All right. So there's a little bit of that. Did that answer your question a little bit? All right. There's a whole lot. I told you I was going to bring everything and throw everything at you in the kitchen sink with this.